reductio ad absurdum. In the end, it comes down to the small things. The lump of butter on your toast that raises mounds of guilt within because the fattened image in your mirror is not the person you remember in your dreams. And how much the image in the mirror matters. If we knew Christ was a dwarfish hunchback, would we call him Son of Man? In the end, it comes down to the small things. Bowls of cat food on the kitchen floor that old forgetful parents strew about, neglecting their own dinners, and outside, a hunting dog, red-eyed with disease. And how much a clean kitchen floor matters. If we knew those we love would one day give ours back in empty stares, would we have been so close with it? In the end, it comes down to the small things, molecules of whitened blood that clog the thickest of her veins and could not kill the viruses that healthy folks slough off and sneeze. And how much a tiny white blood cell matters. If we knew a sister was destined to die so young, would we have teased her with a dishcloth till she cried? In the end, it comes down to the small things, and all our noble thoughts are merely planetary whirlings fit for thimbles, while the universe of niggles blazes overhead and thunders through our lives till we are blinded and deafened by it. Midnight! And awake for no reason, in a lonely bed, listening to a faulty faucet drip away the years.